Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm so excited.
Listen to this episode last year compared to this, and I think Joe will be the same person.
It's the same.
No, but look at me. You can see there's a bit of grit in my eyes. Steel there. Welcome to the 2024 is our year episode of the Secret World of Slimming Clubs. If you spent the last week eating all the high calorie, high sin, high points food in your house so that you can start your year healthy eating, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
What about the week before that, the week before that, the week before that? Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Same. Hi. Producer Paul is still on the microphone. But it is early days in the year, of course, so who knows going forward.
Hi.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, let's get to our first update, and it's from Victoria.
I am excited for this year. I'm excited for what's to come. I am ready to get back on the diet, get back on a plan, eat some vegetables, move more, just be back in that mindset, back in the game, and reaching target this year. Whatever that target is, I haven't set yet, but I'm going to reach it this year. Starting tomorrow, though, because we've still got loads of chocolate left in the house. I had a brie toasted sandwich for lunch.
Beautiful.
I finished off the limp balls. In fact, I think I've got a couple less, but they have nearly all gone. And we had an Indian takeaway last night that we are finishing tonight. So maybe I will start tomorrow. It depends how much I get through today, because I can't throw anything away. So whatever I don't eat today, I'll have to eat tomorrow. Which then takes me into Wednesday. And then you can't start a diet on a Wednesday. So maybe I'll just get this week out of the way and the weekend. And then maybe I'll start next Monday. But I've got lots to look forward to this year, which is lovely. But my biggest thing this year is obviously going to see Taylor Swift. And being a massive Swiftie, I am getting on board with the costumes. And it is going to be a very, very long day. Very long day standing. I'm old now. Aww. So I want to be fit enough to do that comfortably.
I love how much of a Taylor Swift fan you
are. I know. Oh, that's all I'm focusing on my whole year. We'll revolve around one day. 3 hours worth that's happening in June.
I want to be fit enough to stand a Taylor Swift
concert.
No,
I really
Beautiful.
Do.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I really do, because it's going to be a long day, and these pins cannot take that if I'm a bit chonky.
Now, listen, I need to take you to task on I've not got a target, but I'll definitely reach it. Because there are lots of people at the Slimming Club that I go to, Slimming World, who I'm not going to set a target. And for me, who needs an aim, it's so alien, because I feel like then I'm just wishy-washy.
Yeah, I do. I get that. I do get that. But I have also done this in previous years where I've put a lot of pressure on myself to get to a certain weight, get to a certain size, whatever, in a period of time. And I'm trying something a little bit different this year. So I want to get to where I want to get to.
Which is
somewhere. but I've got all year to get there.
Yes.
And I just don't want to go in all guns blazing. Like, I think in previous years, the last 2 years, I've said, I am going to get to my target before I put on weight.
Yeah.
And I've gone weeks and weeks and weeks without
gaining. Yeah, brace yourself for my update.
And then, yeah.
But then I get to that point and the pressure is then on me that, like, oh, I can't possibly gain weight now. Like, I've lost for 10 weeks in a row. Mm. And then you kind of get yourself in that situation that you just, oh, you just put a load of pressure on yourself.
Do you kind of know, a ballpark, I want to lose 3 stone?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I think I've put on nearly a stone over the festive period.
What do you mean you think?
Well, I weighed myself this morning.
Okay.
I've restarted NutriCheck. I've got that, you know, new number to focus on.
Yeah.
But I don't know what my last weigh-in was.
What?
So, and guys, we're leaving last year in the past.
Hang on a second.
We're drawing a line.
When did you last weigh then? Early December?
Yeah, something like that. Because I couldn't do the last record because we had work being done in the house and I couldn't go to the scales.
I forgot about all the shit excuses she had.
Right,
Yeah, do you remember? So it would have been the week before that.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking early December. Yeah, so it's been about a month.
Right.
I don't know. I saw a number that I was quite shocked to see. Well, not shocked. Probably deserved. But I was hoping it wasn't as bad as it was.
You still think, well, maybe I've had a Christmas miracle.
I've not had a Christmas miracle. No, I mean, gosh, in the words of Regina George, sweatpants are all that fit me right now.
You sure?
Mean Girls reference. Yeah, I have put on the weight. But I don't know exactly how much. But let's go for a stone.
Okay, well, wow.
Okay, yeah? But... just, I don't want to make it all about me, but that means on episode one of the year, you've already ruined the spreadsheet for the year because I've got no number to...
Why are we not starting the spreadsheet from scratch?
Yeah, we did that last year.
Yeah,
we didn't compare it to 2021 to 2022.
You start from fresh.
Yeah, because you had 2 years of a pandemic where you were telling me nonsense like, oh, you can't wait. Oh, no, home scales don't count and all that. So...
No,
but this year, we had 2023, we had full measurements.
Just because you're a part of this now, unfortunately, because I haven't managed to get rid of you, it doesn't mean that we're changing all our rules just to suit you. We start again in January.
Yeah,
we draw a line from the year before, leave everything there, we go again.
And also, because I put weight on last year, I agree with that.
Okay. When we get to... me later in the episode, I'll remind you of all this about how these results don't matter.
Oh,
it's
no.
Been, you know,
that's fine.
He's whacked on
two
stones.
It's been a tough few weeks
that's
for me.
Fine.
Okay, fine.
I don't care.
Okay, we're starting from scratch. New year.
New year. No, not new me. I like me. I like who I am as a person, so I don't want to change too much.
No.
Actually, you
had a good year last year, though.
Yeah, I had a really good year. Yeah.
So it doesn't need to be new you.
No.
For some of us,
I'm
do
happy.
Need to change our attitude.
Like I said, I just want to get to my Taylor Swift night feeling good because I'm going to be standing so much.
So you have started from today, I assume.
I've started from today, stepped on the scales this morning, restarted NutriCheck. We are on our way.
Okay, well, why have you told me about Terry's chocolate orange?
Shit, Joe!
You had a Terry's chocolate orange. That was today, wasn't it?
It was on the drive down.
On the drive?
Guys, look at Paul's face! Look,
on the 2nd of January in the morning.
I've been up very early. Well, actually, I can't say that to you guys because you were up before me. Look, it's got to get out of the house. I can't throw it away. The only way it's getting out of the house is via me eating it. So
she's had a Terry's chocolate orange.
Not a whole orange. No, let's go. Come on.
Okay.
I've had half.
She's had half a Terry's chocolate orange. Are you putting that in NutriCheck?
And it was a dark one as well, so it wasn't even that nice.
Why are you wasting your time?
Oh, and a couple of quality streets with my morning cup of tea.
Beautiful.
But you've got that same journey back home.
Yeah, with the other half.
Yeah, you're going to leave the other half, are you?
It wasn't that nice, to be honest. So I don't know what we're going to do with that.
Well, we've got bins here if you want to throw
it
in.
I might melt it down and make some crispy cakes or something, you know.
Because that will melt out the calories.
That melts
everyone
out the
knows.
I'm not saying that. I'm happy to add the calories too if it makes it taste better.
My point, Victoria, is will that half of a Terry's chocolate orange be going into NutriCheck?
Probably not.
Okay, so you're starting from tomorrow.
Because I had scrambled eggs and sausages for my breakfast. That was like 600 calories. So that's like half my calories already today, let alone without locking a Terry's chocolate orange. Look, I'm going to ease myself in gently to this.
Well, I can tell.
It's going to be a shock to my system.
I can tell.
I've got all year to get to target.
Yes, you have.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yes.
We'll see where we are next week.
Let's see where we are when we finished all the Christmas chocolates. Let's do that. Well, I want to say well done on putting probably a stone on.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm good. It's fine, Joe. Target year, drawing a line, back on it.
We go again.
At some point.
We go again. should we do an excuse of the week?
Sure,
not that you need one, you've got your own.
I think we need a few.
Stephanie Blundell says, can I use this excuse? My leggings ripping on the treadmill in front of a gym full of people. That was my excuse to go home and eat a tub of ice cream.
Oh, no. Yeah. Now, I'm going to be in defence of Stephanie here and say that they were just poorly made leggings.
Very much so.
Nothing to do with her manufacturing.
Or weight.
Or weight, no.
Or
nothing.
Christmas.
No.
Or well,
poorly made.
And you can go and eat a tub of ice cream. We say if things like that are happening, and we don't want to know which area of leggings
it
was ripping.
Best.
Keep your excuses coming in there. Let's start the year as we mean to go on. You could be featured in a future episode. Right, we've got more for you than just this episode. Let's tell you about it. You can treat yourself to Extra Portions, which is a bonus episode, by signing up to our Patreon page. And brand new for 2024, if you join any time in January, you will get a free 2024 is my year sticker.
They are amazing.
They are. All Patreon members have got access to over 150 bonus episodes, weight loss certificates, and a special gain certificate as well.
Can I have one?
To prove you've had a good holiday. Well, we're going to give these out to people who've had a very good holiday or like an off-plan event.
Christmas?
No, it can't be Christmas.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'd run out.
I do love that, though, because we do like to celebrate a holiday game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So we've got that for Patreon members. Also, if your message gets read out on any episode and you're a Patreon member, you choose which certificate you get from our full sticker range. On top of all this, you get the chance of winning £100 each month. This month's draw is tonight, Thursday, 4th of Jan. You don't have to attend the Instagram live draw, but you just have to be a member. If you're not online, we will contact you.
Yep.
So if you want to join this month for the 2024 is my year sticker, it is just £4 a month. Thank you for that. Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. And thank you if you have bought one of our...
They've been very popular stickers, haven't they?
Because people know, it's a guarantee.
Didn't producer Paul have to go and pick up some more before Christmas?
Second run.
Well done.
Don't call me a hero, guys, even though I clearly am one.
Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages that you've sent us about your Christmas and New Year.
Victoria Harrison Johnson says, went to group this morning, only a pound gain after 2 weeks. 8 days in Malta, then Christmas.
Wow, okay.
18 people weighed in at the 8 a.m. group. One lady who joined on the 23rd of December lost 4 pounds.
God, why are you joining then?
But she was the only person to lose.
Sure.
The rest of us either maintained or gained. The group total was plus 41 pounds.
Really great news.
We all burst out laughing.
Really great news. Heidi Krellin says, I went to the pub yesterday and I ordered bacon, mac and cheese. I'm the only one in the house who likes it, so I never make it. But they forgot the bacon.
Oh.
I was really sad. But I still ate the entire massive portion with garlic bread and chips. Then shared a dessert. I woke up this morning to a £0.5 loss. That's a Christmas bloody miracle.
What I'm getting from that is that bacon makes you gain weight.
Sure, and everything else, the mac and cheese, the chips, the garlic bread, absolutely slimming. Well done.
Nick Utley says, I'm hungover to fuck and have just eaten a massive bag of Doritos.
Oh, sure.
And now I'm trying to convince my boyfriend to go and get me a Big Mac.
This is a great... People have had great Christmases.
I love it.
Well done. Elaine Cairn says, today's food intake... has included,
okay.
So it's not the full list, guys. It's included trifle for breakfast.
Great start.
Half a tub of Pringles, the remaining Brussels pâté and crackers.
Oh.
And mother's homemade soup that I rescued after Boxing Day. There's half a cheesecake left in the fridge. When I get home, I'll be into that, as well as smoked salmon and cream cheese. The other half of the tub of Pringles and whatever tub of sweets my hand lands on in the cupboard too. I'll think of weight loss sometime in the new year.
Oh, brilliant.
This is Victoria all over.
Yeah,
Apart from not trifle for breakfast, but I should have done that.
I would have trifle for breakfast, though, if it was offered.
I've still got a bit of Yule log left and a bit of double cream, and that was my thing last year, if you remember. I had to make my way through an entire Yule log by myself. And I'm
terrible
very much
days
finishing that up by myself as well.
I love
problem.
A we didn't get a Yule log in at home. I had mum did a chocolate roulade Mary Berry recipe.
Oh, lovely.
Mum did chocolate roulade and I had double cream. Great. It's so
freaking
good.
Double cream December already.
Yeah, me too. Me
roll
too.
On 2024 December. Laura Dunphy says, finish the pate, only cheddar cheese left. Time to get back on plan. My Slimming World consultant was leaving this week, but has just informed us that she now isn't leaving. So I better start some damage limitation.
Nothing matters over Christmas. There is no Slimming World consultant or whatever group you go to that cares over Christmas.
No, I don't even think they care about themselves.
That's true. That's very true. Hayley Mountford, finally for now, said, I had post-Christmas weigh-in yesterday and I put 11 pounds on.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I ate that much. I didn't have Christmas dinner, just a sausage sandwich for brunch and then picky bits. I'm back on it now. We still have stuff left over, like the giant chocolate bauble pudding and some cheese. I was at Target the week before Christmas. I'm not now.
The thing is as well, like Target is... When you're that close to Target, it is like the hardest part of it.
It really
is. So this is going to take her a long time, I think.
Well, thoughts and prayers to Hayley.
I mean, she's had a great time. She's really so had it a good time. Worth it,
we've all had a great time. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. And if you're a Patreon member, you can choose which sticker you want. Just get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on any of our socials. We're at Secret Slim Pod. Plus, the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group is there on Facebook, where there's tons of chat between you lovely listeners and between us too.
I've found that our community page over the last couple of days has been either off plan, fuck it till Feb, getting rid of everything, or people are back on it. It's a real mix.
There is a real mix. And there is still people sending photos of Christmas food.
Yeah, I know.
Even today.
Yeah. It's so great. I love to see it.
You've got to get rid of it in the house. Or get it down to, like, we've got it down to, there's three mince pies, which I think I'll be okay because my head's okay today. But also the only chocs that are left are Quality Street.
Okay.
And I was a bit disappointed with them, if I'm honest.
They're different now they're in the paper wrappers.
They really are.
Yeah. I don't think I'll get any next year. This year, won't get any this year.
Matt almost cried. He said, why are they taking my childhood away?
I know, they're terrible, aren't they? No, I agree with Matt on that one.
So I think I'm okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's get our next update.
Since we last did the podcast, the first week that we stopped doing the podcast, I lost half a pound. Then last week when I went on Christmas Eve,
woo!
Hello, I know, committed to be weighed, I put on 2 pounds.
Oh.
Since putting on 2 pounds, I've not stopped eating. I have not stopped drinking. I've had the greatest week and I'm fine with it. What's weird is I was just eating all the time. Mid-morning snacks are now my thing, even when I'm not hungry. I'll tell you what else has become my thing. Rhubarb gin.
Ooh.
Because it's fruit, guys. But guys, we do know that 2024 is going to be our year. One, we've got the sticker out on our Etsy. And we had a lady who stuck it on her book and lost 4 pounds.
Yeah.
You do the maths. And I wonder whether we should all pledge this. Buy a Christmas jumper or a Christmas t-shirt or a Christmas dress in the sales for Christmas 2024 in the size you want to be.
Ooh.
That's just another incentive to get there. Happy New Year.
I'm so excited. Ooh. I love this time of year.
Jared.
Because it's so full of hope. It is. When I think back to me this time last year, I don't think I had enough conviction in my voice.
Oh my God.
Whereas this year, geez.
Producer Paul.
So excited.
Listen to this episode last year compared to this, and I think Joe will be the same person.
It's the same.
No, but you look at me. You can see there's a bit of grit in my eyes. There's steel there. Paul, you know me well enough now. You know that this is my freaking year.
I genuinely looked into getting a lie detector. Because I firmly believe, despite Joe saying this every year since I've known her, that she would pass a lie detector. If you say, do you believe you'll hit target weight this year? She would say yes.
That's
it, because she believes it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's going to happen.
It is.
I just believe you believe it.
I had a little bit of a dodgy moment. My Slimming World consultant was talking about she'd given some toys to our radio station charity appeal.
Nice.
And she said, oh, we'll do it again next year because you'll still be here. And for a breath, I went, what? And she went, no, I mean at target. And I was like, thank you. Correct. So
that's not what she meant.
You've saved yourself. And she looked at me. She knows 2024 is my year. I know 2024 is my year. I know it for sure because I've started getting out of breath just sitting.
My God.
That, guys, is when you know you've got to actually freaking do something about it.
Can I break something to you, though?
You can.
So you mentioned about buying a Christmas jumper in the size that you want to be.
Yeah.
I have done this. I did it about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've never got into that jumper.
Oh, God.
And I still have it. So...
What size is it? I might have it off you.
It's like a size 10, which was ambitious at the best of times.
I'm
let
never
alone
getting
then.
Into a 10 with these breasts.
No, I don't think I am now.
I'm never going to be that. But I'm hopeful of a 12 bottom, 12 to 14 top. And I am hopeful for that.
Is that your target?
That's my target.
Nice.
I felt like it. I remember, I've said it before, I remember being a 12, a size 12, which, by the way, I believe is large in most shops, but it was never large in my day, and so I'm sticking with it. And I don't want to be less than that. I was just a different person at a size 12. I loved it. And I'm going to enjoy the journey getting back to it because I feel so freaking unhealthy because of everything I've eaten and drank. Like, my body's going, oh, hello, banana. What's this crazy
like
bit of
I'm not
fruit?
Actually sleeping that well either. And I think it's all the rubbish.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Hello, sugar.
God, if it
that's
was,
what's happened.
My child kept me awake all last year and that was all the shit I've consumed this
year.
Great.
I'm looking forward to it. Mum was telling a great story over Christmas about a time that I met them in America. They were on holiday and I travelled at the same time. And she said, she still talks about it to this day because it was so unusual. In San Francisco, there's a load of streets that are like...
Oh, yeah.
Really, yeah. Really yeah. Steep. And she said, Joe, do you remember that time? You almost ran up that street. And it was my peak gym days.
Right, okay.
And it's not happened since. And like I say, I'm getting out of breath sitting.
Well, I've done some exercise today.
Have you?
Well, I ran from the car to the studio.
Oh, I saw you.
Because it was raining.
I did see you.
That was about 5 seconds.
I didn't know at the time. I was impressed until you told me that you'd just had a half a Terry's Chocolate Orange.
I should have kept that to myself.
Yeah, I was impressed. But I feel like I'm going to say something out loud that's going to shock you. I don't think I'm going to put weight on.
Oh my God, you're doing what I do. Well, you've added the pressure to yourself now, so good luck.
I am going to lose or maintain.
Until target.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to have to list this podcast in the fiction section, just so you know, on Apple Podcasts.
I honestly, I'm just, this is it. I'm going to sin properly. I can't even remember the last time I had a week where I followed the plan properly.
Oh, that's interesting. And I'm sure before we finished off for Christmas, you were saying how much of a slimming angel you were.
Oh, well, I still went to group and that's enough for me. I think if I follow the plan, I can't go wrong.
Oh my God.
And that
Jesus.
Is 2024.
So, although we're drawing a line over last year, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what happened on the scales. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell us what you actually gained over Christmas?
Yes. So, yeah, as you heard, I lost half a pound that first few weeks yep. ago. But then
Christmas Eve,
I'd put two on.
Two, yep.
And then New Year's Eve, I'd put 3.5 on.
So about 5.5.
And it was
Christmas.
On a morning.
Okay.
So let's add another couple to that. So, yeah.
That's all right.
It's 3.5, not bad. Here's the shit stat.
Well, I was including the two as well overall, so.
Well, I forgot about that. Here's the shitty stat of all time. Because my sister, she was messaging me, not bragging, but also bragging. And she was a bit like, oh, Joe, I only lost £2 last year.
Okay.
Knowing that I probably put a stone on last year.
What did Joe do last year, producer Paul? Can't remember now.
Great question.
It's hard to work out apart
you
from...
You put on half a stone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's half a stone up to the last episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so...
So you put on...
Another £5.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 12.5 pounds.
Nearly yeah. Nearly a stone.
Here's the shit... That's not even the shit stat, by the way.
Oh.
Okay, there's more.
The shit stat is this. I have now only lost £2.5 from when I restarted Slimming World in 2019. Because I looked back at my book.
Joe.
And I was like...
I know you love the Yacht Club. I know.
It works if you follow it.
Die hard fan. But I would look at that and I would think that maybe that's not a plan for me.
No, I got to Target at Slimming World, so I'm going to
do... Not in 2019 you didn't.
No, many years ago. Many, many years ago. And I followed the plan. And that's all I'm going to do.
You should have shares in the company with the amount Thank that you've bloody spent there.
Thank you. I'm doing it for Margaret this year. 2024 is my year. And, well, follow the progress, guys. Follow the progress, follow the athlete.
All I can say is I'm so glad that we're going to be recording an entire podcast this year and all of next year, by the sounds of it. So we're not going anywhere yet.
Oh, this year is different. Producer Paul's weight gain, which is an absolute certainty because I've seen his eyes and I know he's got a story for us, is on the way. This year, though, we want to set the tone right and we really want to start celebrating your NSVs, your non-scale victories, because here's the thing for us. We've got to learn to love and like ourselves and not focus on the scales
yes.
so much. So any NSV that you have, please do let us know. We've had this message from Jennifer on our socials and it says everything. Jennifer Lynn Hodge says this. After the big Christmas binge, I was looking at myself in a full length mirror today and I was feeling really down. And then I thought, beauty isn't a size. Your self-worth is not a number on a damn scale or a bit of cellulite and your thighs. I really do believe 2024 is our year in more ways than one.
Very true.
And this is how we've got... It's okay to want to get to a certain yeah. clothes size to feel better and healthier.
Yep.
But we have got to love ourselves on the way.
I went to a wedding a couple of days ago and usually I would stress about what I'm wearing, panic buy loads of stuff and squeeze myself into something and be uncomfortable sat down all day. I took all of the pressure off myself. I bought a secondhand dress. I sized up. I didn't wear any controlled underwear and I had the best day.
It's so
And I
freeing.
Felt so much better.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what that number says,
yeah.
what the label number is. I felt great. And that's what I'm focusing on this year.
So anything like that, anything yeah. that you have that's a non-scale victory.
Share it with us.
Do share it with us. And listen, we've got to start sharing more pics.
Yes.
Stop looking at your own photos going, oh, I don't like myself in that. Let's share them.
Yeah.
And then, because everybody else is looking at that going, oh, you look fab in that dress yeah. or whatever it is you're wearing. We need to share these more.
We need some inspiration.
Yeah, we do, yes, for sure. So listen, this is the tone of this podcast going
yes.
forward. Let's all have a great year. And on that note of being kind to ourselves.
Oh, do we have to be kind to him though?
I think for one episode we might have to be. Producer Paul.
Hi.
You have had, let's call it, a hell of a Christmas.
Yeah. I had my last turkey sandwich yesterday.
You're still eating turkey.
Yeah, he loves it.
Week later.
We have the Christmas dinner with the in-laws,
yep.
Turkey, and then my wife cooks a turkey separately that is just for Boxing Day buffet with my family, and then turkey sandwiches. I love them so much.
Wow.
Turkey stuffing and the gravy that you get
from
the turkey as well.
You can have turkey sandwiches throughout the year, though.
It's not the same. I never have it.
Really?
Never have. I don't really eat sandwiches because I'm a celiac, so I don't eat the bread.
First episode back.
It's a lifelong condition, Victoria.
Oh, God.
I don't just shake it off, I'm afraid.
In the words of Tete. So you've had your turkey sandwiches all Christmas. Cheese
has been, shares in Stilton should have skyrocketed. As a proud East Midlander, the home of Stilton, I've had that basically every day.
I used to work there. Little fact.
Did you?
Yeah, genuinely. I used to test the milk from the farms before it went into the cheese.
Oh, my God. Do you have
17.
Contact still?
Not anymore,
no. Sort of discount type contact.
Unfortunately not, no. Okay. But yeah, I work there. Yeah.
Lot of those. Love it. Onion chutney with my Stilton.
Oh, defo, darling.
Still big in the toasted marshmallows game, guys.
We're still on that, are we?
Still recommend it. The big giant marshmallows, absolutely immense.
Mm-hmm.
Not really boozing. Got to say, it's the least I've drank.
That's disappointing.
Over a festive period. But this morning...
it's just everyone around him that has to drink to cope.
Thank
with
you.
Him.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Not him, right, it's fine.
Yep.
Sorry, go.
This morning, I weighed in for the first time since the 19th of December before I had my shower, and the number was so shocking. I got in the shower and I was like, that can't be right.
Oh,
and I weighed
God.
Myself again after I got out of the shower.
So that's going to add a few pounds.
It stayed the same. I have put on 8 pounds over Christmas.
I don't think that's bad.
Beautiful.
Well, I've had a look because I do like just on the notes app on my phone log myself, and haven't been this weight since May 2021.
Really?
But you did put on half a stone a few months ago.
Yeah.
So really, you've just done that again.
You were on the road to that anyway, weren't you?
Yeah, you were.
Surely
you're pretty much the same weight that you started when, unfortunately, you joined the mic.
Oh, you know you're heavier than that.
No, much heavier.
Much heavier?
Much heavier, yeah. Because I put on, 6 pounds that first weigh, and then I lost a bit. And now I've put on 8 pounds. So, I'm considerably heavier.
Victoria's face to Paul.
Well, I don't think that's that bad.
I don't either.
8 pounds over Christmas?
It's fine.
A pound a day.
But I've been out on long walks and things.
Exercise, there you go, makes you fat. How many more times do I have to tell you?
Been swimming with my son.
I would have drank
8 pounds.
8 pounds is belting.
Well, I might as well have,
That's what I mean, you should have done.
Dear me.
At least you could put that down to water weight. I mean, you can't even get a whoosh after this.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
The thing is, Paul, that it doesn't matter, darling.
All right,
it doesn't, because you draw a line. We've drawn a line.
You're part of our team now. You draw a line. And what we do is we go again.
But, Joe, he's a man. It's all that Christmas weight. If he gets back on it now, that could all be gone next week, the week after.
And I saw him drinking a green juice this morning.
Yeah.
He means business.
The kale and spinach is coursing through my veins right now, guys.
I feel like I need a bit of that in my life, actually.
Yeah, well, but you've got a Terry's chocolate orange on your passenger seat.
Half a Terry's chocolate orange. Thank you.
Well, £8, well done, darling.
Thanks.
Really great work. Let's see what your plans are going forward, because we've obviously all set ours out, but what about you?
So Sarah Bridgeford says, I received a Slimming World leaflet today. As the woman retreated from my door, she almost bumped into my Uber Eats driver delivering KFC for lunch. It was perfect timing.
So beautiful. So there's a thought of Slimming World. Let's read the leaflet whilst eating KFC. Amber Skinner says, all ready for my new year diet. I've purchased scales, jeggings, and a 12-month Nutritrek NutraCheck subscription.
Great.
Now all I need to do is drink 3.5 litres of Baileys, eat 2 cakes, 1 gingerbread house, and 1/2 trifle. Because you can't start till it's gone.
No. I don't know when I'm going to start, guys.
Have you ever thought of giving it away?
God, no.
Okay.
Cost of living crisis, okay, I paid fine. Good money for
well,
all of that,
that is
rubbish.
True, darling. That is true. That's true.
We'll see how the week goes.
Yes.
Liam Bastable says, can we get a 2025 is my year sticker in production, please, Paul? I think I've fucked it even for 2024.
It's the 2nd of January when we record this. It's, and he's already put in a request
this
for
is,
next year's sticker.
Liam that had the mince pie draw. Mm. So, yeah, says it all really, doesn't it?
He sent a photo over Christmas of... it was 3 massive plates full of mince pies. I wasn't sure whether he was just at home, like not at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
No, I think probably just in his living room.
I think it was just his living room.
Great way to start.
Anyway, can you get on that sticker, Paul? This is giving you enough warning. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. And talking of stickers, it's our pledge, Paul's, to give you a new sticker every single month on this podcast. There'll be a new one available. So we need you to let us know what you want on a sticker.
Yes.
So any ideas, like, for example, I'm going to put in a request for doing it for MMB, which is Margaret Mars Bramwell, the Cineworld guru.
I mean, for me, and it has got to be a non-scale victory sticker. How many times have we been asking
true.
For that?
That's true.
It's got to be one
Have
of
Have you mentioned
them.
That before? I don't remember.
God.
How about Don't Wear Me On A Carpet? That would be great on a sticker. Don't Wear Me On A Carpet.
Hashtag shag pile.
Whatever it is. Your suggestions, guys, are very welcome. Paul, have you started working on February's sticker yet?
Nah. Don't need to worry about that yet.
Okay. If not, it's going
to
be Don't Wear Me On A Carpet. So, listen, get your suggestions in and we'll feature some of those next week. And producer Paul, hopefully, we'll get to work on February's because that is our pledge, Paul.
Okay.
This year. Right, let's crown our Christmas Eater Award 2023.
Christmas Eater Awards.
Who do we think should get it?
It's a hard one, this one, because I feel like producer Paul probably deserves it. After myself, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he's going to really shift that weight quickly.
Yeah,
so therefore, we'll be then slimmer of the week quite a few times.
Yeah. So
I'm ruling him out.
Because it's easy for him to lose weight because he's a man and they do lose it twice the speed, twice the weight.
And I got slimmer of the year last year. So I've already had an award recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, Joe, I think it's yours.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm keen not to have this award.
Can I just say, I don't know if I deserve this award because, like, I only had 1 Baileys over Christmas.
1 Baileys?
Really?
Yeah. I just got into other stuff.
I was going to say, but you drank a lot of gin instead.
Well, that's true. I'll accept it.
But is it 1 Baileys like my wife had 1 Baileys because she had 3 bottles of the Hotel Chocolat vodka instead?
Sure. I mean, things like that were happening. Sure. I'll take it. I'll accept the Christmas Eater of the Year Award 2023.
Well done.
I'll take it. Thank you very much. We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members. Then episodes on Tuesday and Thursday on this feed. And whether you are slimming or sinning, please remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.